Today we rely on the latest advancements in science and medicine to help cure disease. Of course, in the 1800s, science provided some answers, but many folks simply looked for the best climate to help ease their ailments. This town is still known for its health and much more. It's today's edition of the American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive, delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com and never miss a beat.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
As Matt Mayberry explains, some of the earliest travelers found Colorado Springs to be an excellent place to call home, especially those in need of healing.
Just a stunning climate. Mild, high, dry climate. And in our founding era, that attracted a lot of tuberculars, people with tuberculosis, who what we call chased the cure here in Colorado Springs.
Several towns in the area have the word springs in their name. Those waters were thought to be a part of the healing process as well.
Certainly the water was an attraction and kind of a marketing tool to bring people here. And there is some evidence that there were certain minerals in the water that may have made people feel better. For instance, there's natural lithium in our water here, and lithium is used to adjust people's moods to this day.
The evolution of the town is chronicled here at the Colorado Springs Pioneers Museum, a free site that shares the area's history. Perhaps one of the biggest helps for one's health was something seemingly simple.
What helped, and I think what science is now showing, is the sunshine that we have here, of course, helps people with vitamin D, and vitamin D helps people with the body's ability to fight off illness.
The area usually receives about 300 days of sunshine annually. Climate, waters, and sun all combine to make the region a place to chase the cure. Of course, Matt says there are stunning views and a multitude of things one can do that still help draw people here today.
So I think there is some science behind it. But also, you know, if you feel lousy, this is a pretty good place to feel lousy.
And this city remains a place that many like to make their home. Consider, in 1950, the population was under 50,000. But 50 years later, it had grown to nearly 500,000 citizens, making it the second largest city in the state. Traveling the countryside in Colorado Springs, Colorado, I'm Andrew McRae.